In Romans chapter 5, this morning, in looking at the subject of justification and peace, we covered the part about justification. We didn't get to cover the part about peace, but that's what we want to do this afternoon as we look at these verses. Chapter 5, verse 1 and 2, Romans. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Now, as I said this morning, we looked at justification. We explained justification and how a person was justified and the fact that we are justified by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that justification means that we are seen by the Lord as innocent in His sight, and that the very sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ in paying our sin debt and in washing clean the slate concerning our sins has made it possible for God to accept us and consider us to be justified or made to be innocent in His sight. And then the second part of verse 1 of that reading, we find that the Bible says, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ as a result of being justified by faith. So, you'll notice that the second part of it hinges on the first part of it. And when we look at this statement by the Scripture, that therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, we realize that the opposite side of this biblical truth is that those presuming to be justified by any other route other than through the atoning sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ do not have peace with God. And it doesn't matter how righteous they may think themselves to be, how religious they may practice in their lives, they are not having peace with God if, in fact, they are not justified by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So this peace, or the lack of this peace that we're talking about, should be a barometer, if you will, for human beings to use, a measuring stick by which we can look at what we have or claim to have or feel that we have with or in the Lord Jesus Christ or with God, and using peace as a barometer, determine whether or not we really do have that right relationship with the Lord. Now, if we have some kind of religious arrangement with God in which we have sought to stand in good favor or be in good standing with God, in front of God, without having faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have to understand that we cannot have peace regardless of what we may think we have. But having been seen as innocent by the Lord, a peace is guaranteed. And you can kind of just look at yourself, look at your relationship with God, look at what has happened in your soul, look at what has come to pass in your life regarding you recognizing that you have sin, recognizing that you need something to take care of that sin, and just believing God Himself when He says, I have sent My Son to be a propitiation for your sin, and if you believe that, then you will have peace with Me, because in believing that, you will be justified or made as though, made to be innocent before Me. Now, as we think about that, we realize that this peace then is an essential credential of being truly considered innocent in the presence of God. And so the barometer or the acid test turns itself around, because in the same way that we can look at whether or not we've believed God and thereby know that peace is assured and available to us, we can look inside ourselves and ask the question, do I have peace with God? I mean, when I look at how I feel toward Him, and how we have, what kind of relationship we have, and whether or not I have an intimacy with God, and whether or not I have a relationship in which I can call Him my Father, and whether or not I have a relationship in which I acknowledge Him as my King. And when I look at that, do I have all these things? And if I don't have them, and if I don't have them, then I can't possibly have peace. But if I look in there, and I look at the arrangement between me and God, and I realize that I'm at rest, that it's not because I've done something, it's not because I've gotten to a certain place, but because God has brought me to a certain place in which He sees me as innocent, and in that state, all is at rest. I don't have to be worrying that, oh, what in the world am I going to do with my sin? What am I going to do with my propensity to sin? What am I going to do with the fact that I'm a child of Adam by nature, and that child of Adam by nature is depraved? What am I going to do with all this? And when we look in there and we see that that's not an issue that raises worry in our souls, but rather that we see ourselves as having made peace with God through having believed God about Christ and having come to the place of trusting Christ with our sin and for our sin, then we have that peace that we need. And this in itself is a barometer or an acid test of our certainty of being justified by faith. Now, this means that if you're under the conviction then that you have to do something yourself to be considered innocent before God, you don't have that peace. I don't believe there's a human being alive who practices the religion where works is the centerpiece of it that has peace with God. They may deceive themselves. They may deceive others into thinking that they have peace with God. But when a soul says, yes, God did this, but I have something that I have to do in order to get saved and in order to stay saved, that person doesn't have peace with God. Because God ushers in peace into our souls when He does in fact really and actually convert us out of darkness into light. We sometimes lose sight of that. There are ways that we can. We can get out of the will of God. We can get backslidden and lose sight of how God has given us that peace. But you know, I found for my own self that I can go back to the time when God saved my unworthy soul. I can go back to that time and feel, or in a mind's eye, see how I felt that day and how I knew that everything was okay between me and God. That it was all done. It was all finished. That I was washed clean. And you know, I felt clean that day. I felt innocent that day. I felt that there was no more condemnation over my head, that I was out from under condemnation because I had believed in the only begotten Son of God. I had believed the testimony of God about His Son, and that had caused me to be brought into the fold of the justified. So, if we have any convictions, ideas that we have to do something ourselves in order to be considered innocent before God, we won't have that peace. It won't be there. Now, if you, on the other hand, appreciate that God's acceptance of you as an innocent one is all because Christ has settled the difference between you and God, has settled your sin debt, then grace, this is an indicator, grace is operating in your soul, and you have access by faith into the peace that God gives to those who are bought with the price. And so, we as God's people need to understand that when we're justified by faith, we have peace with God, and we can know it as a matter of self-inspection whether or not we have that peace. There was a bumper sticker that showed up a few years ago. Still see it around from time to time. And the bumper sticker read, "No peace, N-O, peace, no God, N-O, God. No peace, K-N-O-W, peace, K-N-O-W, God. No peace, no God. No peace, no God. Or, and I think I saw it another version of it. No God, N-O, God. No peace, N-O, peace. No God, K-N-O-W, God. K-N-O-W, peace. So, no God, there's no peace. If you know God, you'll know peace. That's the simple matter that the Bible deals with here in our text verse. Now, there's also another caveat that those two camps I mentioned this morning have that causes consternation about peace. And that is this idea of thinking that God is going to be obliged to give them some credit based on their conduct. When people think that way, when they think that I've done something, so I've got a line of credit with God based on the good things that I've done. When you think like that, there will be no peace from God for you. It's just that simple. There are no works that you can do as a human being that will cause God to say, oh, hey, I know that I've made this route for people to believe and to be saved, and that route is in the Lord Jesus Christ. But I'll make an exception for you because you yourself can just show me